We've got a team of captains. We've said it all along. We've got many leaders in that squad, and you know, Andrew is one of them. But if we've lost him for a while, which it looks like we have, you know, we'll regroup. I thought the first half was a good game of football, and I was pleased how we played. Apart from a final ball, too many crosses went into the keeper's arms, and set plays and crosses from wide areas were disappointing. But in general, you know, I thought our play was good. Second half just became scrappy. I mean, a lot of it because of the stoppages. And then obviously they've got the goal, which enabled them to take the sting out of the game even more, which you can't blame them for doing. You can blame the ref. You know, we were all in the middle of the game and, you know, kicking every ball, and he just seemed to be kind of on his own wavelength at times, and he wasn't really picking up on that. But it went scrappy, and we lost our way in terms of the way we played for a spell, and then we got it back when Billy Knott went into the centre of the three and started getting hold of the ball for us, and I thought it was terrific. But we just couldn't find that moment of quality today to get us a goal, to get us back in the game.
With having the game on Wednesday, Lipton tired legs there, is that something you're going to think about?
We've got, you know, an extra day to recover from that. You know, normally the game's Tuesday, so yeah, we just reassess everybody and say everybody's going to be needed, because we've got a small squad, but that's really more or less what we've had before. You know, when you're left out of the team, you can't be disappointed, or you can't show that disappointment when you get your chance, whether it's from the bench or any other way. You know, we've got to have everybody and make sure they're ready to make a contribution, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's Saturday, whether it's the game against Oldham. Everybody's got to be ready.
And from the good protection of Hanson, the last home game here, it seemed he didn't get much protection at all today.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, there is a call for that, and all our supporters, like me, are frustrated that Hanson is probably the fairest jumper for a ball I've ever seen. He doesn't use his arms, never swings his arms up, takes whack after whack, grabbing hold of his shirt all over the pitch, and we got a foul and the whole 13,000 crowd cheered. So we can't all be wrong. I just don't know what the ref was seeing in those particular incidents, because he either isn't fit enough so he couldn't get closer to it, or he just called it wrong. I don't know.
Seemed very heated, you and Steve, with the fourth official in the first half.
It's just frustrating, because like I said, his overall control of the game, I just thought general understanding of what was happening out there was disappointing.